She reached up to unlatch the screen door and pushed it open. Dr. Kincaid turned to his right and made a come-forward motion with his hat. Ella was unaware of the other man's presence until he stepped around the large fern at the side of the front door and into her range of vision. Her first impression of him was how tall and lean he was. One could almost say he looked underfed. He was dressed in a black suit with a white shirt and black necktie and was holding a black felt fedora. She thought his clothes looked severe and out of season for such a hot morning, especially compared to Dr. Kincaid's seersucker suit and white hat with the red band. The doctor made the introduction.
"Mrs. Barron, this is Mr. Rainwater."
He inclined his head.
"Ma'am?"
"Mr. Rainwater?"
She moved aside and indicated for them to come inside. Dr. Kincaid allowed the other man to go in ahead of him. A few steps into the foyer, he stopped to let his eyes adjust to the relative darkness. Then he took in his surroundings as he idly threaded the brim of his hat through long, slender fingers.
"In here, please."
Ella stepped around her two guests and motioned them into the formal parlor.
"Have a seat." "We thought we heard the doorbell."
The chirping voice brought Ella around. The Misses Dunn, Violet, and Pearl were standing on the bottom stair. In their pastel print dresses and old-fashioned shoes, they were virtually interchangeable. Each had a nimbus of white hair. Their veined, spotted hands clutched matching handkerchiefs, daintily hemmed and hand-embroidered by their mother, they told Ella. With unabashed curiosity, the two were looking beyond Ella to catch a glimpse of the visitors. Having callers was an event.
"Is that Dr. Kincaid?"
asked Pearl, the more inquisitive of the two.
"Hello, Dr. Kincaid,"
she called.
"Good morning, Miss Pearl."
"Who's that with you?"
Miss Violet frowned at her sister with reproof.
"We were coming down to play gin rummy until lunch," she whispered to Ella. "Will we disturb?"
"Not at all." Ella asked them to use the informal parlor and led them to it.